This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, time for Tech Talk, or it's Tech Talk time, a traditional, but not really. The tradition buildup is something that takes months or years. What would we, I think, here joining us on the program, Greg Stebbin, who is the man in charge of tech info at Men's Health Magazine. Victoria Killen is here. Rich McFadden is here. So what do we think? We think technology... Victoria's just saying, because I have to go a little bit early today. Victoria, I was worried about whether we have enough stuff, and Victoria had to take a shot at me by suggesting that I wasn't capable. Can you imagine, Greg, I'm not capable or culpable as a technology expert. I can do all this stuff. Wait a minute.
Imagine that.
McFadden should be able to stand up for me because I have all this technology around me in order to make the program work. I just
In certain respects, you have great technological skills. Mm-hmm. If a tractor needs to be fixed, if a truck breaks down or blows a clutch, if you're in Zimbabwe in the Serengeti and you need to figure out how to broadcast with a tin can and a string, I have confidence that you can figure it out. But when you pick up that little thing, when you pick up that little thing called a tablet, a phone, or a computer, not so much. Mm-hmm.
So is that an indictment of Doug or of technology?
You know what? It's interesting.
Too much technology.
He's very technically minded for a generation, for a certain generation, wherein the combustible engine, the combustion engine.
This is not going well. Go ahead. Keep going.
No. Mechanically.
Going down the rabbit hole.
And this is what I don't get, what's the other guy here?
Greg.
Doug? Yeah,
Greg.
I'm the other guy.
Yeah. Is what I
if you put
Greg.
It on your tablet, will you remember my name?
I need to. Doug can look at something out on the farm and technically gets it. It's in his head. He understands how it works, and if he doesn't, he can figure it out. But when it comes on a screen, be it a TV, any kind of device, digital device, he's not connected to that and doesn't understand it technically. So I don't understand how the brain works that way, where a technically minded guy just kind of loses all of his connections when it comes to a digital screen.
I think I actually do have some insight into this. My wife and I are similar in that. Well, my wife and I are similar in the way that you and Doug are similar.
Really?
My wife is a genius when it comes to mechanical things. Mm-hmm. When it comes to computers, she does fine. But she doesn't see the opportunities to make computers work easier for her in the same way that I do. And I'm terrible with mechanical things. So she'll whip out a saw, a screwdriver, a wrench, and she'll just go fix something. But I'll watch her do things on a computer and go like, well, why don't you do it this way? You'll save yourself a lot of time. And even when I show her things repeatedly, it doesn't stick. And I do think it actually is, to some degree, has to do with either there's probably people that are understand mechanical things easier than digital things, and it may also have something to do with when you began to learn to use technology. I was an early adopter, so I've been using computers a lot of my life, even though I'm not a millennial. But I think more like a millennial than someone like you, Doug, who has really had to fix stuff with a crescent wrench in your hand.
Yeah, I literally had to twist wrenches. So the guys on the farm teased me, a couple of the younger fellas, who last week saw me crawling around underneath a baler to try to fix it one hot night. It was like 95 degrees and something wasn't functioning right. So I just took a couple of tools with me, climbed under the baler, got covered with hay chaff and dust and all kinds of things. Fixed what needed to be fixed. 3 minutes later, we're back and running. Guy says, "I can't believe you, man." And I looked at him and said, "What are you talking about?" He says, "You're still crawling around under that baler at your age." And, of course, that's all I needed to hear at my age. Really?
Does he still have a job?
Yeah.
So, Doug,
well,
let me ask you this.
So a millennial approach to that, they might have got to the same point, but what would they have done? They would have pulled out their phone or their tablet, YouTubed the problem,
right.
Yep.
Watched the video. But I suspect a lot of millennials would have not felt comfortable actually fixing it because they don't have the experience with a tool in their hand.
Because computers run every car that we've ever had. Mm-hmm. So we don't know how to fix. When you take your car to the mechanic, they plug it in and then diagnostics and all that stuff runs.
Right.
So it's like it's totally different for us. It's not like an actual engine.
Right, but let me
or
take that one step
fix.
Further or backward. What Greg just said is the implication, even though you didn't mean it to be as I'm taking it, is still very good and very logical. There are people that I know who, and I'm not one of them, but there are Joe, who works for me, I think, Richie, you know, Joe Dignan, who's been working with me for quite a long time on the farm. He will go to his smartphone, and he did this recently, as a matter of fact, because I had a problem with a clutch slave cylinder on my 550. He didn't know how to fix it, but he went to the Ford site. He got the book for the Ford 550 that has a 5-speed transmission in it and looked at the setup and figured out from looking at the setup how to fix the problem. Now, what I think I'm hearing you say, Greg, and maybe to a point what I'm hearing Victoria say, is we'd look it up, but we wouldn't take the wrenches and actually fix it. We'd try to find somebody to do it, whereas I would have just...
And we would use the Internet to find that person.
Yeah, right. Well, Joel used the Internet to find the problem, then he fixed it himself, but if he couldn't have fixed it, we would have gone the next step and find somebody who's around that would know how to fix it.
I think I just figured it out.
We have all become very lazy in that sense. I mean, last week Doug was teasing me. One of the apps I recommended helps when you go out to dinner with your friends.
Oh, my God.
And it separates the check for you. But that gives us more time to talk to each other instead of sitting there trying to do numbers.
But here it is. Here it is. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, you can look at a baler or an engine.
I can hear it. I grew up around it. I can hear the rhythm. If it's not right, I can hear it.
It's tangible because you can see the parts and how they connect to each other.
Yep.
A computer or a device, it's intangible.
Mm-hmm.
You have
no idea noise with it.
How this thing works.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhere inside the zeros and ones of that processor.
Yep.
So because it doesn't have this nut that connects to that bolt that connects to this clutch pin, whatever it is, you can't follow A to Z and see it. And I think that's probably what it is for you. It's the visual kind of connected to the machine.
The video and audio. I can listen to a mowing machine, to a baler, to a chopper, and I can hear if it's not right. And I can, when I was in the bus business, I could drive a bus. I could hear what was wrong. I wouldn't necessarily know. I could take it apart. I wouldn't know how to necessarily put it back together again. But I could always, the guys in the shop always went bananas. When I get into a bus, and if I had to go drive it and go on a route or something, and because when I came back, there was a laundry list of things that were wrong with the bus. And, they'd tear their hair. Okay, here it is. Park the bus until you fix these 12 things.
So as an analogy to that, when I'm working on a piece of software, or even in some cases I've been in a situation working with developers to produce software, much as you could hear the bus not working right, I could feel that the software was not working right. And from a development perspective, then I could then say to the developer who has infinite ability to understand what's working under the hood, but maybe not the ability to understand how humans will interact with it, I could then show the developer. It may have been working technically right. I don't mean to say there was a bug, but it wasn't going to be right for the humans that were going to interact with it. Mm-hmm. I could then help the developer see how to improve the code to make it a better user experience for the user. So there's a lot of tangents here, but I think a lot of it has to do with how you were raised, what you're accustomed to, and maybe even your openness to it. Yeah. And somewhere there's people that are comfortable in the middle. They feel comfortable tearing into the baler. They also feel comfortable working on a computer. But I think at the end of the day, understanding where your best strengths are is a really smart thing to do in a digital world like this one.
Yeah. Well, put 16 past the hour.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, "Yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits." Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
All right, there is a story about how technology time, when you spend too much time online, it damages your immune system, makes you more likely to catch the flu, things like that. Would you like me to pass you a Kleenex, Greg, or what do you think?
That's
you. Yes, right, exactly.
As an editor at Men's Health,
Yeah.
I find those stories very credible. I don't know which particular research you're looking at, but also very important. And I think there's a lot of reasons why overdosing on technology is A, a problem, and B, something people should be very conscious of.
Yep. Yeah. Conscious and careful about. 21 after the hour, Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Doug Steffen, good day. Rich, Victoria, and Greg Steffen with you. Here with your Tech Talk time of the week. And we were just discussing during the break, when do you know it's a good time to get your kid a cell phone? And Victoria started quizzing me. And some of the questions you asked me, Victoria, were what?
Well, how do you know what age is appropriate? Do you just base it on, like, what the other kids in the class are doing or what other parents have done?
No.
Or do you base it on what Apple and Samsung tells you?
Yeah.
Well, that has a little bit to play in it.
And Verizon and AT&T.
Well, yeah. Certainly the monthly cost of adding another phone to our family plan is something that comes into it. But I will tell you what we base it on.
Oh, wow. I wasn't even thinking of the cost.
Oh, sure.
I was just thinking of, like, the age and the kids.
Once you have three phones on the plan, adding a fourth is no huge deal, but you know, it's something you take into consideration.
Sure, yeah.
Depends on how much data that fourth person is going to use.
Right, and as a 12-year-old boy, he will use tons of it, I assure you. But I will tell you, my 9-year-old daughter has some friends, and they have a phone already, and she wants one, and I say no. My 12-year-old son has friends who have had phones for a couple of years, and he says, Dad, they have one, why can't I have one? And I said, no, you don't need one yet. But he's going into middle school. In the fall, and he will be doing things after school, and he will also be walking to school one mile. That is when I decide it's important for my child to have a cell phone. When they are walking 1 mile to school, walking 1 mile home, or going to stay after school for band practice.
Why are you making him walk a mile each way?
A whole mile?
Is it uphill both ways?
It's uphill both ways. The county decided that we're within walking distance, so he'll walk.
So I first here's I do not.
So the bottom
children,
line is he'll be in transit and in other places, and I want him to be able to get a hold of us if he's not going to be home on time or if he needs something.
Right.
The three of us walked to school. I'm presuming you guys walked to school, and we didn't have phones. How did it become... did the world become inherently more dangerous, or is it just that everyone is so connected that having a child unconnected seems like a problem?
Both. Yes, both. All of the above. You watch the 24-hour news cycle, and you see these horrible things that go on in the world, and you want to know that your kid is okay, and you want to be able to get in touch with them in a moment's notice. Yes, I remember I walked to elementary school, but middle school and high school were too far away, so we couldn't. But, you know, I mean, I remember playing outside, and when you heard the bell ring in the front yard, you came running home. Or when the streetlights came on, you came running home, and that was the way it was. Your parents didn't know where you were. They just knew you'd be home around dark, and you don't have that today.
Yeah.
At least not in suburban Washington.
I have a loaded question for you now.
Fire away.
So when your son is out with his friends trying to catch frogs in the creek.
Yes.
So, first of all, I hope that still happens with kids.
It does. We have a creek right behind our house. And they
so how often do you think the phone is going to end up in the creek?
Oh.
It possibly could. He's had an iPod end up in the creek. So
I nailed that one, didn't I?
It's certainly a possibility. So, you know, maybe I buy the insurance. That's another thing I have to look at. But I have an old iPhone 5S, and that will be his first phone. And once he proves that he can take care of that, then in a year or two we talk about an upgrade.
See, so I think Rich is taking a very sensical approach to this. I have a friend who's a school teacher, and she said there is a girl, there are several kids. Now, granted, this is New York City, so I know it's a little bit of a weird bubble, but there are several kids in kindergarten with Apple Watches and iPhones.
Ridiculous.
That's insane even to
absolutely
me.
Absolutely ridiculous. I talked to a high school teacher, and we just have a few seconds left here, but I talked to a high school teacher at our local high school, and he says it's out to the point where it's out of control. All the kids have their phones in the class. They're texting. They're looking up things. And it's just, they can't even control it anymore. It's beyond being able to do anything about it. So it's the world we live in. And as I say, as a parent with your kids on YouTube, you just have to learn how to manage it and trust your kids to do the right thing. It's 28 past the hour of the day.
A group of stakeholders in agriculture forms an alliance to help everyone in the farm-to-table food chain work better with each other. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
If you've been thinking about upgrading your chore tractor, it's time to test drive Kubota's M6 Series midsize ag tractor. With its controlled performance, clean engine, maneuverability, and performance-matched implements, the M6 Series is the right tractor for the job. There's no better time than now. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing. Kubota's M6 Series is where performance meets power. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
The 5th annual Farm-to-Table Experience is in New Orleans in August. This year, the organizers started the Farm-to-Table Alliance, giving the event a larger sphere of influence. Mike Strain is the commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry.
It's a collection of organizations that are interested in the production, the use, and benefits of sustainable, local, farm-fresh, seasonal products, and supports a very important exchange between practitioners, policymakers, and consumers, while also promoting food safety.
Learning how to produce a crop and finding a market is only part of the battle, says Strain.
Payment processing. You know, how do you use your cell phone to accept credit cards? How do you set up the account? How do you get the necessary insurance if you're going to be supplying fresh fruits and fresh vegetables into the commercial markets? How do you work through the SNAP program?
To learn more, just enter Farm to Table Alliance into any internet search engine. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert.
If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Stephens, good day. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan along with you, talking about tech news of the week. And we were just discussing how you know when it's the right time to buy your teen, tween, or child a cell phone. And I went through some of the things that made it important for me. It's, you know, when my son will be out and about without us and may need to get in touch with us. That's when I felt it was important for me. And then there are also flip sides to that. Why might I hold off from getting a phone for them? And one of those stories is a big story going around on the internet today. It's, I've seen it on Facebook all morning. It's the Pokemon game.
This is crazy.
Nintendo has been holding back, saying we don't want to have anything to do with app-based games for years because they wanted to protect their the game stations that they sell.
That console. They need you to still buy it.
They want us to buy the console. And if the kids can play the games on their handheld devices, that's it for the console, or at least that's what they think, so they've held off. But this new Pokemon Go game is huge. My son was asking me about it over the weekend. Dad, can I get my phone early so that I can play the Pokemon Go game? All of my friends have it. And I was like, nope. You will wait till the end of the summer like we discussed. And if you can't play the Pokemon Go game, so be it. But some of these kids that are playing it are coming into a little bit of a trouble, aren't they, Victoria?
Yeah, well, down in Tennessee, there is it's basically the new Don't Drink and Drive campaign. It's Don't Pokemon Go and Drive. They've had accidents. They've had people walking into traffic. People have literally walked into walls. There are numerous stories where people are playing Pokemon Go and not paying attention where they're going, and they've gone smack into a wall. So now the Department of Homeland Security in the state of Tennessee has gotten involved, and they're now behind this new ad campaign, which is a little bit violent, actually. It's a simulation of someone driving and then crashing into a gigantic tractor trailer and head on. I mean, it's a stunning kind of way to you know, imagine your future. What's death by Pokemon?
What's the game like? Do you know?
Yeah, it's a GPS game. I'm not a gamer myself, but from the screen grabs and things that I've seen, it's a GPS-based game. So you have to go to certain locations, and then that's when you can grab certain things. So, like, you can go and grab, like, a prize or an animal or whatever, and then that gets you to the next level. Now, the reason this is becoming such a problem, one of the counties in Missouri has issued a police warning against people playing the Pokemon Go game because they're being lured into isolated areas and then being robbed.
Yeah.
They have 8 robberies now. They think they have 4 suspects between the ages of like 16 and 18, and they're luring people in. So they're issuing basically a warning to parents. Know what your kids are doing and make sure they're not going wandering off into the woods.
And if your kids are playing the Pokemon Go game, make sure that they know, hey, listen, this is happening to some people.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere that you would. You know what's interesting? This is kind of my son and I have an app on our phones called Geocache. And geocaching.
Oh, yeah, that was like that was a big thing like last year, right? That came out
no,
a couple years ago, was it?
It's been around. I've had it for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And it's when people hide things in either very obvious places or out in the middle of nowhere, and you use your phone, the GPS location thing, to try and get in the general area and then use clues to try and find what the object is, and then you find the object and then you sign a log saying I found this, and then you sign the log on the app, and it's kind of fun. So I mean, if we were, you know,
it's a fun like hide and seek kind of game for large groups of people.
Yeah,
right?
So sometimes we'd go romping through the woods behind our house in the creek, and you'd find something that's hidden under the bridge, and you pull it out and okay, we found that, and sign it off. Or if we're sitting at a restaurant, you just check to see if there's a geocache in that shopping center, and sure enough, there it is under a park bench in front of the local restaurant there. And it was kind of neat. It was kind of fun. So this seems to me like it's a take on geocaching, mm-hmm. but with the game effect in it.
Right, right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so, obviously.
It's cool if it's not, if you're paying attention to the rest of your life.
Yeah. If your kids are out there running around. So on that note, teens with smartphones, it looks like there's a new study out this year. eMarketer says that teen smartphone ownership will come close to 75% in 2016. The number of teenagers owning smartphones will reach 74% compared to less than 50% in 2013. So listen to that. 74% in 2016 compared to less than 50% in 2013. So you know where we're going. And, you know, and by 2020, almost 100% of teenagers will have smartphones.
Oh, I think it's going to be even faster than that. I think by the end of 2017, you'll see, you know, 85-90% of teens having that. I mean, the phones keep getting cheaper. The plans keep getting cheaper. No one, you know, as older phone models get phased out. I mean, and you know, we know Doug loves his flip phone, but you know, that's kind of, you know, he's a unique market.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see the half-life of that really ramp up.
You know what I think is going to happen? I think within the next 10 years, cell phone service will be antique. It will be antiquated. You won't have cell phone. There will be Wi-Fi everywhere.
Yeah.
And anything you own that has Wi-Fi service will basically become your phone. I mean, just think about it. My kids.
Well, all of your phone calls will just be FaceTime or Skype.
Right.
I mean, I talk to one person every week, and it's my mom once a week. And that's it. It's the only person I talk on the phone with. Every once in a while, I'll get a phone call from someone else, but it's so, so rare. I just don't talk on the phone anymore.
When my son is gaming or when they go to call their friends, remember when you were a kid? And when I was a kid, you'd walk to that avocado-colored phone in the kitchen with the 30-foot cord on it where you could go into the living room and kind of hide behind the wall and talk to your friends on the phone with a little bit of privacy. And you probably had a cordless phone where you'd go sit in your bedroom with the cordless phone and talk to your friends. Now my son has his iPad there, and they're all Skyping each other. And they have group Skypes. So he and three or four friends would be chatting on Skype while they're gaming or doing whatever, or just saying, hey, you want to go fishing, whatever it is. And it's all on Skype, and they're using video, or they just use the voice thing. So
no one really needs cellular service anymore. We just need data plans.
Right. We have a phone in our house, and it's a Vonage line, which is IP-based. But nobody uses it except for my mother-in-law when she's calling her sisters and stuff in Colombia.
Right.
I mean, nobody uses the phone
anymore. The only danger is, and this has happened a few times in New York City since I've lived here. I moved here right after college, so I've been here about 10 years. And it's the only time I ever needed a landline and didn't have one. We had the big blackout.
Yeah.
And all of our cells and on the home phone, the landline that my roommate and I had at the time was a Vonage phone, so which is digital, so that doesn't work.
IP-based.
So everything went down, and then we were really isolated. So that's the only time I think it might be worth having a landline still, but I don't know. That's so rare.
Yeah, they're going to have to come up with, because
you need a backup plan of some kind.
Yeah, of copper, actual copper lines coming into your house. That is so 1950.
Yeah.
And they're good, but you're right. We still need it for emergency services and purposes. So they're definitely going to have to come up with some, because when the cell tower goes down, that's it. It's over.
Right.
When the internet
right.
goes down, that's it. It's over. So what are you going to do about it? Do you need a kidney? Do you need a liver?
I hope not.
Do you need a lung? We're going to tell you how an app might be able to help you find a kidney if you know somebody looking for one. It's 43 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Doug Costello thought he was doing something simple, selling a small printer on Craigslist. What he got was a legal nightmare. He sold the printer to an Indiana man for $40 and figured that was the end of it. What he didn't know is that the buyer had been called a prolific, abusive litigant by none other than the Indiana Supreme Court. Sure enough, the buyer sued Costello,
for $6,000. The case was dismissed, but the buyer filed another lawsuit. That was thrown out too. But during 6.5 years of battling these ridiculous lawsuits, Costello missed one filing deadline, and a judge ruled that he owed the buyer $30,000. Let's be fair, that was eventually thrown out by a higher court too, and now the whole matter has been dismissed. But Costello still had to pay $12,000 in legal bills, and he says the whole experience of being sued left him feeling like he was in, and I quote, a twilight zone. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Coming up on 47 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is out and on the road. Victoria Keelan and myself, Rich McFadden, here with your tech news for the week. And one of the more interesting things on the web, the internets today, is Apple is trying to encourage millions of iPhone users to register as organ donors through a software update that they'll have. It's like an easy sign-up button with your health information app. So you're going to be able to put in there, are you an organ donor on your health app on your iPhone? Apparently, younger Americans are not registering at the same rate as they have in the past. And Tim Cook says when he saw his friend, Steve Jobs, in excruciating pain waiting for a liver back in 2009, it got him thinking about it, and this is where it's going now. Now, Doug will tell you, every time we talk about organ donation, I am not a fan. I believe in organ donation wholeheartedly. If I'm laying on the table and my wife decides it's over, I want everything that you can get out of me gone. But until my wife says it's over, I don't want some salesman who says this liver is worth $50,000 at Hospital X down the street. Get it for me right quick before this guy bites it. I don't want anybody trying to sell my parts before they're done.
Right, but once they're done, there's a very short window from what I understand.
There's a lot of money being made in organ donation right now. And
I'm
people,
sure there is.
There are salesmen out there, just like when I was selling cars, there's a guy out there making money on your parts, and it's in his best interest to get it now.
Right,
and you
but what if your wife has declared that Rich has left the building, then
yes.
if you're not a registered organ donor, can she actually then
yes.
donate your organs?
Yes.
But from everything I've understood, though, there's a small window there of when the organs can be harvested viably, and then, like, if you're laying on the table and then she's starting to fill out paperwork to make you an organ donor after the fact, it might not work.
You know the way to fix all of this? Make it all free. Don't pay for anything. Do not pay for the organs. If a liver is worth $20,000-$30,000, make it free.
Now, does that mean, like, if you're on the list and you're too far down the list, then you can bump yourself up the list by just offering to pay for it?
Because,
like, if
know.
You're in the hospital and you need a heart transplant and you're on the list, then you doesn't insurance cover that?
Yeah, but somebody's selling it. The hospital's making money on it.
Huh.
The intermediary finding the liver. Here's the one that can be sold. Here's the one they're going to sell it to. That's the company that's making all the money. I'm not in. So sorry about that, Tim Cook. Not happening on my iPhone. It's 50 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Past the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program. Police are warning Pokemon Go players to be extra careful.
Pokemon, man, that's been around for a long time.
You gotta wonder what in the world is going on with that. There's an interesting twist to this in light of recent events. We'll talk about it in a moment here. Tech Talk time at 54 past the hour.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
All right, let's get to this 56 past the hour now. Victoria and I, when we examine things that are going on in the world of technology, I'm liable to tee it up, and then she hits the ball. And so in this circumstance, yeah, I just listened to Kara and Victoria talk about all these people they know who are playing Pokemon Go. Everybody I know. Well, you know me, Kara, and I don't play it. So
everyone we know except Doug.
Except me.
Hey, right, that puts you in a really good category, though. I am not playing it either, and neither is Kara. So all three of us are we're on the good side of this. But yeah, Pokemon Go. I mean, there have been so many warnings recently. People are walking into walls. People have been walking into traffic. People get so obsessed with this game. It's a GPS-based game.
It's as bad as it's the same sort of thing as happens with the social media people are following as they walk along the street with their smartphone.
Yeah, it's true. It's just another thing that people are now addicted to. The danger, though, is coming from O'Fallon, Missouri. The police department there are saying that 8 different incidents of robbery and muggings are related to the Pokemon Go game because it's a GPS-based game where you have to go to certain areas to pick up things, imaginary things for the game. And now they're saying that players, there's a group of 4 men between the ages of 16 and 18 who are luring people into isolated areas and then robbing them through this game. So the police are cautioning parents, if you have kids who are playing this game, make sure you know where your kids are going, because if this is just happening in Missouri, it's going to happen everywhere else too.
Yeah, nothing good out of that. I remember the Pokemon, watching it go across the screen, the little yellow thing eating up whatever was in its way, and I thought, oh, this is scary. People thought it was funny. I never thought it was funny. I thought it was absurd, frankly. But that's just me. Now, some new apps to talk about that will help you if you want to avoid products that have GMO in them. If the government isn't going to take care of it, well, then there's a way of getting it. The Senate bill that was passed last week requires companies to disclose whether their products have GMO in them. And so now you've got, what, 3 different examples here of these GMO, non-GMO apps?
And a lot of people are very critical of this bill, that it doesn't do enough. And I know we've talked about this, too. Yeah. 3 apps that you can use right now that are free. Bycott, B-U-Y-C-O-T-T. This is a great app that I've used. If you want to support companies that you believe have ethical practices, Bycott is an app that will, it helps you trace the food items back through the production chain to keep you informed of all the ingredients from every different level. That's a great app to take to the food store with you, or the food store, as you call it, which I now say.
The food store. The market, the supermarket.
The grocery store. Yeah. Another app that is called True Food, and that provides a real-time guide to shopping for non-GMO ingredients. Every day the app gets updated with news alerts and new tips on how to avoid GMO products and where to find suitable alternatives.
How would you use it? You go to the app, but if you're in the store, how do you apply it when you're in the store?
Well, a lot of these apps have a scanner. So if you pick up a box of pasta, scan the QR code, it'll tell you if there are GMOs in there. Yeah. And then the third one is Shop No GMO, and that has 23 different food categories that contain no GMOs, and also is helpful when you're dining out at a restaurant, which is a new twist on it.
Yeah, that's a good application for sure. Helpful information from your helpful friends on the helpful Doug Steffen program at 59. Past the hour.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.